The proposal, well, it wasn't just cancer patients, it was patients attending the Dublin hospitals. We gave them a proposal of 50% of a reduction on their budget, and we would run the service by increasing the fare to the clients travelling on the service. But they come back on Wednesday and rejected they were sticking to their guns.
And the HSE got back to you, as you said, today, and they rejected your proposal. Have they given a reason why they've rejected?
They haven't given us a reason. No, they haven't given us a reason. It's just, I suppose, it must be just these cutbacks that's all over the place, you know. So it's just one of the cutbacks, and that's it.
And can you go back again, or is this it now?
I can't go back again. I mean, we've done what we could do. That we thought, like, we mightn't even have come out on the right side of this, because we gave them a 50% reduction, hoping that we would be carrying enough people to make up the difference. If them people didn't turn up to make up the difference, we were at a loss, but we were prepared to take that chance for a year to see how it would work out. But it's not going to happen now. So we can't give them any better reduction than that. We've done the service for so many years. We think we've done the thing right all down the years, and that's all we can do at this stage. You know?
So with this rejection, is this going to be the end of this bus service now?
This is the end of the bus service. Unless somebody else knows something, I mean, that's what the government has decided, and we have no say now. But, I mean, unless we run it ourselves, and that's not possible, you know.